Yo, yo, yo. Fatty Maddie on the track.
Fatty Maddie on the track, yep. Okay. Let's get straight to it. What is happiness to you, Mrs. Manley?
Happiness is something you have to find within yourself. I feel so corny when I talk about shit like this.
Just talk your shit.
I don't know. I felt like I would try for a while, like a couple years ago, I would really try to fill the void of happiness with other people.
Okay.
And that obviously didn't work out for me. But it got to a point where I had to spend a lot of time with myself to find true happiness within myself without having anyone else's
opinions.
Yeah.
Kind of like not subconsciously wire it in a way that you're having their opinions be your happiness.
Yeah. So I had to isolate myself for quite some time.
To reach happiness, you have to be in a state of isolation at least one point in your life? Or,
and I feel like some people have a tough time doing that shit.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like, they stay in that sense of they need people to fill these voids of their own emptiness and their own happiness.
It's boring
like
to be alone in this life, honestly.
It's very boring.
But sometimes it's necessary, like, to our development as humans, honestly.
100%.
Happiness to me.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you.
I don't know. It's like, I think it also plays a part with your passions and interests as well. Like, hypothetically, let's say I love to go hike, but, and that's my passion. I love that. And that's what makes me happy. So I do that every day. I think it does have a huge role with our passions and interests at the end of the day. But, I don't think some people, for example, let's say somebody, who doesn't know what their passions and interests are or having a tough time finding a job they love or finding a career or even is depressed because they don't know what the fuck they like. I mean, I
feel like I'm in that spot for sure.
I think that kind of going back to what you had to say, I think the best way to find happiness is to self-reflect. If you're not at the mental state where you have passions, interests, people to support those as well, I think isolation is a good self-reflection time.
Yeah, I think it's a good place to start for sure. But then you start to ease into the things that do make you happy and trying to venture out. Maybe go out of your comfort zone a little bit and just find key points that make you happy.
Yeah.
You know? Because when I think of self-care days, I just do... If I take a self-care day...
What is
your
self-care day?
I do everything that makes me happy. Whether that's okay. Like... Today I want to, you know, because when people think of self-care, they think of like taking a bath and a spa day. And some days I do that, but it's all about just shit that makes me happy, like catching up on some light reading, laying in a hammock all day or whatever.
Hell yeah. For me, my catch-up days, honestly, is the gym. But when I'm not in the gym, because like, so I feel like my self-catch-up days is like, honestly, when I go to the city, specifically Seattle, I love the city. Like, I could spend all day in Seattle, which I have multiple occasions. It really just depends because for me, there's always... I like new things. I like new opportunities, new people, new ideas, new foods, new cultures.
Everything.
I like it all. Like, yeah. And I think Seattle brings a great diversity to the table.
For sure.
Which allows me to be happy and fun. It's entertaining, and that's like kind of my reset button. Like, oh, I'm not at work. I'm not thinking about anything else but what's fun. You know what I'm saying? So I think for me, my reset days are Seattle, working out, and honestly being by myself because I can't really fully reflect on things unless I'm completely by myself. But yeah,
I honestly can't.
No, I can talk to people about certain topics, but, like, I really can't, like...
Just you and only you and your thoughts.
Really,
like, no one else is going to...
Because at the end of the day, like... I can communicate with other people. Yes, I can. Awesome. But it's hard to explain. I don't fully trust everybody or anyone. Mm-hmm. So I can't fully convey my full emotions without the thought of judgment or judgment, I guess. But I mean, yeah, I have people I can talk to on a high level where they can understand and they won't judge me.
Right.
But there's still that in the back of your mind, like, damn, would I get shunned if I say this? Would I, you know,
or
what I'm
even
saying?
People that try and sway your opinion, like,
oh my god, you think that way? That's actually insane. You know what I'm saying?
Or it doesn't work this way. You got to look at it from this point of view. When it's everyone has a different point of view.
Yeah, sure. I think it's interesting. That's why I do these podcasts, to kind of get a collection of these points, views, ideas, knowledge, and angles on certain topics, for sure, because it's intriguing how people think and communicate. It's a psychology in a way.
Yeah, and everybody's answer is different.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Afterlife.
Afterlife. I don't know. When I was a kid, I mean, when I was in high school, I was very churchy.
Okay.
Went to church every Sunday. But honestly, those people were the most judgmental people I've ever met in my life.
They have to
this day, I've
because
never
there's
met.
Rules and regulations in the religion that you were in, and if you didn't uphold that, then you were sinful and ungodly.
Yeah. But and me and my brother kind of went through the same phases in life at the same time. So he was really into church when I was, and then we kind of fell off of it once those people were super judgmental and we just stopped going to church. But then it just got our minds curious for the afterlife, and I don't know.
Yeah. So what do you actually
think? Reincarnation. I've had so many ideas.
Okay,
reincarnation.
What's your main couple topics? Give me the topics.
Definitely reincarnation. I've thought about that pretty heavily. I've also thought about, after you die, you go into like a different planet, or it's like the Truman Show. Do you know what the Truman Show is?
I've seen it with Jim Carrey, and he's in the bubble basically.
Yes.
And then it's being broadcasted. But do you think like they're being broadcasted, or you just get put into a different planet, and then you being born as like an alien baby?
I kind of went crazy.
Go crazy, go stupid.
So. The second one that I was thinking about was, we go into a different planet, and so everything's completely different, or things are all the same, but they're just tweaked a little bit.
Okay, so
sense.
It's a multiverse, basically.
Yeah, something like that.
So
yeah.
in a realm where we're here right now, you die immediately, but instead in the other realm, we're in Bellevue instead of Seattle.
Yes. That's what.
Okay, so
that's
the multiverse.
One of the options that I have, but then again, I really don't know. I'm super open-minded with the whole afterlife. I love to hear people's thoughts and opinions on it. Also, I wanted to ask you. So the government came out with saying that this is a simulation. What is a simulation to you?
A simulation.
Because everyone's answer is super different. Everyone that I've asked, their answers are all super different.
Okay, so what a simulation is to me. The only thing I can really think about it is, like, the best way to explain it, in my opinion, I'm pretty sure we've already talked about this before, but I think of a high-level video game.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, for example, VR headsets.
Mm-hmm.
You put on a headset, and you feel like you start to get dizzy if you fall over, or if you look down and there's a height difference, you start to feel a little bit scared because it looks so realistic. So imagine you put on a VR headset and you can't tell the difference. You can feel, touch, taste. You have all your senses. And you can't tell the difference between reality that you were previously in as well as the reality of the headset that you put on.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that, I'm not saying that's not possible. I'm saying, like, in a couple hundred or thousand years or whatever it may be, hypothetically, you put on a headset and you're in reality, and then people would have the problem of, let's say that you could create anything that you wanted in that reality.
Mm-hmm.
People wouldn't want to go back to the normal life. They would want to stay in that simulation game. But that also makes me think of The Matrix. That's exactly what the fuck The Matrix is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not really educated too much.
Okay, so The Matrix is basically a movie about a guy named Neo. He's living like this, like an everyday life. One day, something fucking weird happens, yada, yada, yada. Some guy named Morpheus comes up to me saying, everything you think is a lie, take the red pill or the blue pill. You want to go down the rabbit hole, or you want to stay in this reality? He took down the rabbit hole, and then immediately some guys came after him, looked like FBI agents, and then... basically, Morpheus, the guy who gave him the pill, it kind of shocked him back into waking up, and then he woke up, and all around him was like an alien civilization, and everybody was in these cubicles, like one human was in one cubicle and they're all attached to wires and shit like that. It was like they were being cryogenically frozen. And then he took off his plug and that was the real world. He was in the real world now.
So if we have simulations, do you think that the afterlife is a possible thing, or do you think it's all like...
That's where it gets confusing, because yeah. our physical, it obviously would stay here mm-hmm. and get whatever it decomposed, yada, yada, yada. But our souls are a different story.
Yeah, I do think that we all have souls. Maybe not everybody, but I do like to think that they go...
I believe everybody has souls. No. Whether they're heartless or not is up to them.
I think some people are bots.
Like in the fucking Matrix.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got, yeah, you're...
Some people are just, like, not real. But, I like to think that our souls go somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't just go pitch black. I hate the people who are just so, like, it just goes pitch black. But then again, everyone
has... another perspective.
I know.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, all these are possibilities. Because we don't know.
Yeah, true.
We don't know about anything. This world, I could snap my finger and then this shit could fall apart. You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck knows?
So what do you think the afterlife is?
The afterlife. I was doing a lot of research, and to sum it all up in like a shorter type of summarization, I've come to the conclusion that I do believe in a God.
Okay.
Because I just can't imagine that there was nothing and then something. It just mm-hmm. doesn't make mm-hmm. sense for my human mortal brain to understand and comprehend.
God or a higher power?
A higher power or a God, it's the same thing.
Right.
At the end of the day.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not monotheistic, which is multiple gods. I'm mm-hmm. I am monotheistic, not polytheistic.
Mm.
Poly, multiple.
Right.
Mono, one. I do believe that there's one God, one being. But I've done a lot of research, and a lot of these religions, Christianity, Buddhism, fucking Hinduism, all these like have a similar being, and it's very contradicting, or not contradicting, it's very similar. A lot of these religions, how they match up, it's very kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation, do not kill one another, don't eat certain meats, don't right. eat da 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 da. It's all very correlated. I think there was one original religion, and it kind of dispersed into multiple.
Do you think the world is going to end? Random question, but...
I believe everything ends. I think everything has a beginning and an end. Just like, see, you have a plant, right? So it needs sun and yada yada. Mm-hmm. It grows and then it dies.
Yes.
The same thing is with the planet. This planet is, it's living, breathing. It has chakra. It has vibrations. It has life. It's a being in itself. Whether it has a soul, I believe it does, honestly.
Yeah.
I think every living thing has a soul.
Except for the bots.
I mean, what is a bot?
Someone that's not real and they're just programmed to be here just so they can
just
fill in gaps.
A default character.
Right, right, right.
What if there's so many humans that we see them as bots just because they'd have a different personality? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because there's so many of us, there has to be an ugly and there has to be a beautiful. We know beautiful because there is an ugly.
Mm-hmm.
We know rich because there is a poor. There's a
yes.
divide. Just like there's a bot and there's a tangible person.
Yeah.
But it's our opinion. But what if those bots think that the other bots are like-minded and everybody else is fucking weird? You know what I'm saying? There's
yeah.
so many different angles and possibilities you can really kind
of... So many angles and different possibilities. And, you know, if this is a simulation, because the government did come out with a statement saying that we are in a simulation, but didn't really go into depth with what a simulation is, but, like, is that even real? Because if we are in a simulation, like, is this whole life thing real? Or is it all just, like, a made-up thing? I have no idea.
There's too much to think.
That's
too why much. It's that's why I try to dumb it down and simplify it, honestly, and kind of be numb to it, because realistically at the end of the day,
humans cannot wrap their brains.
I think
around.
We can, but we just, us, me and you, we don't have access to it because we don't have power. We weren't born into wealth.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't born into power. We don't have enough power where we control masses. So we are not in a position where we are worthy enough to understand and receive this knowledge by the government, in my opinion. So I think the government has all this information, or a lot of information about
whatever the fuck this is.
Mm-hmm. This, as in what we're in, what realm this is, dimension, whatever you want to call it. I think there's a lot of information from the government on this. I feel like they feel like we're not mentally capable or ready to comprehend it. That, yeah, yeah, take in this information, because they can release, oh, this is a simulation, this is exactly what it is, and people are gonna be like, oh, cool, awesome, I'm gonna go to my 9-to-5.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
That's it's weird though, because think about it, the monkeys and the apes and stuff, like, yeah, we're the most dominant fucking species on Earth, obviously, because of our brains and stuff like that, but like, we're fucking drones, we're clones, we're the only species that works to live on this planet instead of surviving. That scared the shit out of me.
I know, I agree. I wish that life wasn't set up like this, to work the 9-to-5. And
it's not in certain places. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's everything is a choice. You don't have to be here. If you wanted to be somewhere else that wasn't a 9-to-5, you can move. You can go.
Yeah.
Go to Bali. Go to the jungle. Go to the. It's ultimate security, or maximum freedom. Which one do you choose? Maximum freedom as in a penitentiary where you have everything provided for you, but you're also under watch and you have your whole routine set out for you? Or ultimate freedom where you're in the jungle and you can be spontaneous, but you also have to survive by yourself and there's no security to the outside elements such as bears, lions, tigers, oh my. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I don't think I would do that.
Right now we're in a happy medium.
Yeah.
We have food access to me, but someone can still walk up to you and punch you on the street.
Yeah. I think later on in life, I think I'm going to get like a little RV and just live in my car and just drive around. That would be cross state.
Cross country.
Yeah, cross country.
Personally, for me, I would rather go live in a secluded area. I think like a jungle area environment, because honestly, I've been going into...
You in the jungles you keep talking about. Yeah. You just started a jungle man.
No, here's why. Here's why I keep bringing up the jungle, because I've been going back to my natural instincts and honing my natural instincts lately.
Oh, I see.
Like on some real deal fucking animalistic type shit. Like, like my intuition, my my instincts, my reaction times, my... like my abilities, like as in like I can climb a tree, I can do all this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think I want to throw myself in a scenario where I'm gonna have to be the best version of myself physically as well as mentally.
So you would really do that, where you leave society and humanity basically behind and just
not forever, but yeah, for a certain period of time, just to test myself, and if I don't survive,
where at?
In the jungle somewhere, the Brazil, it could be anywhere that's like more secluded.
That would be scary.
Because at the end of the day, it's just me versus me. Me versus the world. I'm going to have to survive. I'm going to have to build my own stuff. And I think it'll be an amazing experience for me to do to myself. I think I'll learn a lot, as well as maybe lose some bad habits or gain some new ones. I don't know. It's just something that, again, I like new stuff. I think it'll be new and something interesting. And if I fail, I die, basically.
What age would you do that if you did it
right now.
Right now,
I feel like I'm very capable physically.
So you don't, it's an idea. You don't know if you're actually
going to
do it.
No, I want to do it.
Or are you going to, though?
I most likely will. I can't say for sure.
So yet. You can't say that you're going to do it right now.
I can't say for sure, no, because I'm not.
You're not going to do it right now, though.
No,
you're
thinking
I'm not. Later in life.
I'm not going to do it right now because I just don't have access to it. But at the end of the day, I can make my own access. So if I want access to it, I would do it. You know what I'm saying?
So
What it is my mental blockage. I don't think I'm mentally ready for it. I need to prepare myself more.
And how would you prepare for that?
Basically, learn more about the jungle, more about nature, get a little bit more in tune with nature as well. Like, that's, for example, psilocybin and psychedelics. When I've done psilocybin in the past, the best way I can describe it is I felt nature's vibrations and frequencies.
So would you start small and like, you know, maybe spend a night or two in the forest or something before you take on this big...
It's like little bites, yeah.
Yeah, little
so
bites.
So eventually I would have to work myself up to like a full month or maybe even a year, something crazy.
Crazy. That's...
But think about it. Don't live the same year over and over and call it a life.
Yeah.
So I want to be able
That's
to...
That's a motto.
I want to be able to look back and be like, wow, I did that. That's fucking insane. I don't want to ever look back and like, why did I not try something...
Wasted.
Yeah, it's like stepping out of your comfort zone, obviously.
Yeah, because these 20s are so crucial. Like, that's when everyone kind of basically gets all the wild shit out of their life. Have you noticed that? Like, all the older people...
Because we're young. We're young. We have that young mentality where I'm only going to be this young for so long. I have to do this. I have to do that.
Yeah.
So, do it. But it depends what you want to do. You can go out and party all night and yada yada yada, or you can travel the world, or you could, there's so many options. I think every day there's an infinite number of possibilities that are available to you at any moment in time. Like, for example, I could pause this podcast and run away right now. I could I could throw a baseball and hit a car and then have to pay some fee. You know, I could do anything I want. I could do anything at any moment. It could be anything. So I think that it's just all up to us. Like, we actively manifest our own destinies. If you want to go do something, go fucking do it. Stop being lazy.
I love
lazy.
The mentality. I love it.
Yeah, stop sitting back and wondering what it would be like
if you could have done X, Y, and Z, and just go do it.
Yeah, and then a lot of people these days are very instant gratification. I need it right now. I want it right now, so I'm going to go get it right now. But some things in life you just can't have immediately, and that's when a lot of people don't understand.
For sure, for sure.
They don't know what a long-term hard work or...
Or that it's a process.
Or some, yeah, for something that's it's obvious a process, and then you just can't obtain it as quickly as you think. So, for example, for this, for me, this is something that I'm going to have to train my mind for, as well as my body a little bit more. Because at the end of the day, I don't know shit about nature.
Mm-hmm.
I know that a couple things. Oh, I know I could eat a berry. And
what do you think you're going to take from when you come out of this experience?
No idea.
You have no idea yet?
No idea. The best way I can describe it is I was recently at the gorge and I was cliff driving, right? So mm-hmm. I was a little bit scared at first for my first jump. I looked over and I was like, wow, that's pretty fucking far.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to do it. But I told myself it's all mental, and I jumped.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. So I would use that concept for life. If you're scared to do something, if you're uncomfortable to do something, but you know it's going to be fun or it's going to be beneficial for you in the future, and you're going to look back and be like, damn, I did that, then break your mental and just like
fuck
Nike,
it.
Just do it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah. That's what I would have to say about that.
I know. I learned a lot from my dad with his experience with jobs and dreams and shit like that. I learned that I never want to live the way that he did, unfortunately. My dad used to be... So my dad lived up in Kentucky. He was a racehorse breeder.
That's fire.
Yeah. So he heard about Emerald Downs that just opened. And he moved down here. Met my mom, was breeding racehorses. It was super cool. He did that till maybe I was about like 8 or 9, and then he stopped because it wasn't making enough money for my mom and the kids and everything. So he worked a 9-to-5 delivery job, and he's still doing it to this day, and it's been 20 years, and he just hates his life. He hates waking up in the morning. He's 65 years old.
What do you think brings him joy nowadays?
His kids, like me and my... Maybe not my mom, but his kids for sure. I know me and my brother really uplift him after he's had a shitty day at work. But I think those are the things that he looks forward to. But it sucks. I took a lot from that shit. And I know that...
What does that teach you?
No matter what I do in this life, I just want to be happy doing it. You know, I really don't... I think I told you this before. I really don't strive to be like... super super rich and luxurious or
as long as
like
you're
that.
Happy in your life, if
yeah,
you're passionate
where I'm
about
at,
what you do,
like my location, I know that it's not here in Washington, so I know that, you know, whenever I travel the world and dip my toes in the water and see what are my options of places I want to live for the rest of my life, but being happy with what I'm doing with my job, and it doesn't feel like how my dad felt, because I never want to feel that way.
Yeah,
I never want to feel that way. It's awful, dude. It's awful. So but I'm glad it happened, because he taught me.
Now you can reflect and see...
That I never want to live
not
like.
Necessarily his mistake, but how he lived his life and how you want to change.
Yeah, and it sucks, dude. Me and my dad talk about all the things that he could have been.
Oh,
like
that's
he,
the worst.
Yeah, he would have been...
Because he's old now. He can't do the stuff he wanted to do.
Exactly.
He can't go cliff diving. He can't go on these crazy adventures.
He talked about being a kid's teacher, because he's
loves kids.
Goofiest guy I've ever met in my life. So he would have been a great teacher. He talked about being in a podcast, talked about like acting, all this crazy shit that he just should have done, but he just, I don't know what it was. There was some
block. It was the mental blockage.
Yeah.
It was the mental, I can't do it, or I can't do it right now. I'll do it later. But at the end of the day, we push off a lot of the things that we can do today for tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's someday or today.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's stressful.
Make it today.
It's stressful, though, not knowing what direction to go. You have, like, no idea of... You want to live life but you don't know like what you should be doing. That's how I feel right now. Like I know that I'm wasting my days working at this stupid 9-to-5 job and just staying with my parents and shit, but I don't know what are the steps I need to do. I don't know what I like really need to do for myself. I don't know if I need to move.
In my opinion, what I think would help, I'm not saying is the answer to your problem, but I think it would supplement your answer, would be, I don't think you've experienced enough.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you need to experience more. I think you need to go out more. I think you need to normalize self-dates more, find new friends, walk up to the street and say, oh my God, you look really cool, I like your vibe, let's hang out sometime, or go out of state by yourself, or bring a friend, or just experience anything new, anything different. Try something you never tried. Go out to eat to that restaurant that you thought about and you weren't sure, but just fucking do it.
Yeah, because honestly I have no one to blame but myself, because yeah. I'm just sitting at the house dwelling on
if
not living my life.
If you can't do it with someone else, do it with yourself.
Yeah, exactly. But there was actually I'm envious of guys, because I wish that I could do like even just shit in Washington State that I've always wanted to do, like hikes and stuff, but I'm always afraid to do them, not because of I don't want to do it by myself, because I
being
really
a woman.
Do
it's
yes
a woman.
Being a woman,
yeah,
it
no,
fucking
it's
kind
of
scary.
Not trying to be sexist, but I mean there is a physical divide. Like if a 190-pound man wanted to take a 120-pound girl, it's probably gonna happen, because
exactly.
I don't think she's.
And I know I can't defend myself
or
for shit.
Know-how.
So
yeah.
If there was a guy following me in the forest,
in the back alleyways,
I'm throwing my hands up. I'm saying, I know you're gonna like do whatever you want, because I can't defend myself.
Yeah,
for
it's
shit.
Bad news bears.
It's bad. So
that's why I mean, you just have to bring protection.
Yeah.
But it sucks that it has to be like that. But it does.
It does. Yeah. And so same with like even going to Europe or any foreign country like that.
Yeah.
Like I could never do that shit by myself.
Yeah,
just because
bring,
of being a
you'd
girl.
You'd have to bring someone. It's,
oh,
it's hard.
For sure.
I mean, it's not like it hasn't been done before. But
oh,
I mean,
sure.
It's still, it's...
But you gotta be like...
You're weighing your options.
Yeah.
Do I want to get taken, possibly? Do I want to get overpowered? Do I want to have a guy friend or a girlfriend with me that
oh,
can
yeah.
at least possibly help me out in a situation
yeah.
of need?
And the girls that do go and travel on their own, they're always some badasses. Like, they always got a good head on their shoulders and know, like, they could beat
their surroundings
yeah.
or how to defend themselves.
Very aware. Very
yeah.
aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. It's an interesting world we live in.
It's a very interesting world.
Indeed. But I think that's what we're going to leave off for now. And until the next one.
Until the next one. Thank you for having me, Ronnie J.
Of course. Okay, let's see how it sounded.